Well, there's a lot of activity here on the second floor of the Newcastle City Library, and part of that is due to Ian May, who's one of the people that's been instrumental in putting the Newcastle Canny Comic-Con together. What was the thinking for you? What was the importance of having a convention or a comics gathering in Newcastle?
Well, there hasn't been a comic book convention in Newcastle for at least 15 years, or at least that was the case last year when we put on the first one. It was the brainchild of Alex Inskip and Stacey Whittle, the two sort of local exponents of comic books, and being one of the friends, I was very happy to help put them together.
So what sort of things can people expect from a Comic-Con like this? Is it just a place for people to find comic books they haven't seen before, a chance to tap into local talent, or what can people see?
Well, the convention runs from like very sort of small press local creators to some big-name talent we've got. Like Brian Talbot here, who's was very famous for 2000 AD back in the day, but some of his self-published work, Granville, and recently Daughter of His Father's Eye, written by his wife, have been just really top-tier talent. But there's also like a very big scene of local creators. But one of the big drives of the convention is to introduce comics to children, really, to tell people that they can go out there and make comics if they want, and give them some of the tools and know how to do that.
You mentioned the local scene. There's the small press scene. There are groups like Paper Jam, obviously, that have helped to bring various people who are working as either artists or writers about in Newcastle. Do you feel that it's a long way to being established as a scene, or is there anything more that Newcastle needs?
Newcastle, I think, has got actually a pretty vibrant and diverse comic book scene, and one with sort of real roots. There's been sort of small press comics in the area for 20 years. The big change, of course, for I think everyone in small press comics was the advent of the internet, and that really became part of everyone's lives. Now you can say, hey, I'm here and making comics and find like-minded people. Paper Jam is great because it's a local group that meets every fortnight, and anyone's welcome, so we get a great deal of people who are new to comics, people who want to try their hand, or people who've like moved to the area after doing comics elsewhere. And it's become a great sort of a social and networking experience for a lot of people. And a lot of great projects have got off the ground just by happening to meet up in a comic shop every couple of weeks. So, as particularly with this convention, I think Newcastle's well on its way to having... Well, Newcastle's always had a great comic scene, and you can see that today with the number of people who've turned up and just the fun we're having with it.
Are there any plans for the convention in future years? Are you hoping to do it again? Are you hoping to link it up with other people, get more people involved, do different things?
I'm not the best person to ask about this, but the convention certainly couldn't exist without Newcastle Central Library, that's been amazingly supportive and allows us to run it for free. This is why we can have kids coming in doing workshops, and no one has to pay any money to do that. The first time we didn't know what to expect, and we got, we believe, although it's difficult with a non-ticketed event to gauge how many people come, we believe we got around 400 people. It certainly felt like that on the day. I wouldn't be surprised if we've done slightly better than that in our second year. So there's no reason why we couldn't do the same moving on to the third year. We'll just have to see. We'll take feedback from this one, see what people think, see whether the sort of core organisers are still sane enough to put it on again, and we'll take it from there.
Great. Thank you very much.
No problem.